Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. If you just tuned in, we're glad you're here. If you've been listening already, we like that a lot. In fact, we like it so much we think you're a highly intelligent individual. If you've been listening and you continue to do so, that's a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to get smarter because Wilma Goldstein is in the building, so to speak. Wilma is a longtime friend of ours and one of the smartest people I know. She's assistant administrator at the SBA's Office of Women's Business Ownership, and she's here to help us celebrate National Business Women's Week. Wilma, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. I'm happy to be here. This is a good week for me to be here, obviously, because the trend continues. More women starting businesses than men, or a combination of men and women, and it continues to grow. We're in the high 40s now as far as the percent of businesses owned by women.
You know, I said something to a woman about how come you guys get a week and we don't get a week? And she said, you get all the other 51.
You've had your week for several centuries. It's our turn now.
Yeah, that's, you guys,
we don't have a month here.
I'm surprised. You guys are starting to get a little scary there, Wilma. Wilma, there's a person that you wanted to talk about before we got started with anything else. There was someone you wanted to recognize today. Go ahead and talk to us about that.
Yeah, at the end of last week, the Nobel Peace Prize, which is the big one to give out, was given to a Bangladeshi economist named Dr. Muhammad Yunus for something called the Grameen Bank. Dr. Yunus started that bank in the 1970s when Bangladesh was torn by all kinds of strife,
right,
environmental and other. And he just tried to figure out what it was he could do to help. And one day, some people asked him to borrow some money, some as low as 50 cents. And he decided that from that, he was going to start a bank that would give tiny loans to people who might be able to use them for some form of self-sufficiency. And within a couple of years, he made it into a bank and realized, one day he said, I sort of woke up and realized that 75% at that time of my clients were women, and this is in a Muslim country where they'd never had any freedom or the ability to spend money. And then a few years later, he also realized that close to 100% of those loans were being repaid. And the women that started the Office of Women's Business Ownership and the National Women's Business Council went over to visit him and came back. And from that, they lobbied the Congress to start the microloan program that exists at the SBA. And Dr. Yunus he's just an amazing human being.
Have you met him?
I have not, because he doesn't come here very often. He stays there, but I think a lot more people are going to meet him.
So he won the Nobel Prize,
The Nobel Peace Prize,
right,
for his work in worldwide development. And here are some wonderful statistics. Since its inception, the bank has lent $5.72 billion.
Wow.
The average loan is 200 to 6.6 million borrowers, 97% of whom are women.
The average loan is $200?
The average loan is $200. They were featured. I sort of fell in love with the whole concept way before I ever knew I was going to end up at the SBA, even the first time in the 90s. 60 Minutes did a story on him. And one of the women made an indelible impression on me. She was a native of Bangladesh, sitting on the floor like kids do, cross-legged in a dirt hut. She had borrowed $50 to make a bicycle repair business, and within a couple of months afterwards, she had already repaid her loan.
Wow.
I mean, that's the level that it takes in those countries. And he's still doing it. He beat out 191 people, including Bono, to win this year, and the repayment rate is 98%.
Hmm.
it's become a little more stringent than just giving out dollars to everybody you ask. You need a group, and there needs to be some repayment. But a 98% repayment loan rate is certainly nothing to sneeze at. And he's, I guess, a soft-spoken, sort of quiet kind of guy, and has now excitedly been recognized worldwide for his good work.
Wilma, June Reed is with the U.S. Embassy in Iraq right now. He's been over there 2.5 years doing what you're talking about. She's been mm-hmm. making microloans to Iraqis. She's made millions of dollars in loans, and she was telling me about the high percentage, like almost in the 90s percentage of successful repayments.
I know. Well,
hold on to that thought. We're going to come back to this right after these messages. Our good friend Wilma Goldstein is our guest, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what all this means to you and your business, especially if you need a small loan. Stay with me. Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. Wilma Goldstein is our guest, and she is our good friend, Assistant Administrator at the SBA's Office of Women's Business Ownership. And Wilma, we need you to give us your website, please.
We are now accessible from the SBA website, which is sba.gov. And you find us that way.
So the online WBC is not there anymore?
The online WBC is not there anymore. If you hit it, it will lead you to, and actually the SBA website is under revision, so
right.
A little harder to find
right.
than we wish we were.
Well, because I gave out the old website last week to someone, and I didn't know that it had gone away.
It'll get you there if you're
right.
persistent, and I think that's going to be fixed in the next few
okay.
months.
SBA.gov, look for the Women's Business Ownership Division of the SBA. They do a lot of great work over there under the leadership of our good friend Wilma Goldstein. We're talking about Mr. Giannis. Who is Muhammad Giannis, who is the founder of the Grameen Bank. And let me give you a website, folks. Grameen, G-R-A-M-E-E-N, foundation.org. Grameen, E-E-N, is the how you spell that. Grameenfoundation.org. Check it out when you get a chance. And you can see the history of the microloan and learn about microfinance and that sort of thing. This guy won the Nobel Prize for that work, and of course, as you alluded to earlier, Wilma, it's a theory, an idea that the SBA has put to practicality, hasn't it?
It has, but I think its influence really extends even more than that. I mean, you've noticed as have I in the last
yep.
few years, American Express starting open to help small businesses,
right.
banks more willing to give smaller loans. It really grew out of that because the women that got fascinated early on with the concept of the Grameen Bank came back here and started spouting those numbers, and people started paying attention to women in business, and the fact that some of the more traditional economic institutions probably ought to take a harder look, and they have, and we're all benefiting from it.
Well, see, what happens is... Well, I remember when this is just an example. When I in the late 90s, I was looking around for some capital to help me get this business going and get it to be able to hang on in the early days. And that's back when people were, the only people who wanted to invest or loan money into businesses were they wanted to loan tens of millions of dollars.
Right.
And
yeah.
I didn't need that much.
Right.
And so I wasn't a prospect because I said, those guys are wasting money. I'm not going to waste money. And I actually had some people tell me I wasn't asking for enough money. That was one of the reasons why.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally didn't pursue that because
yeah.
I knew I didn't need to waste money to do what I wanted to do. But what I was going to say is, my point is now write that smaller. Take that whole thing and write it smaller for people who the beauty of entrepreneurship is that an entrepreneur, if they have a dream, if they have a desire, it doesn't matter where you put your decimal point. If it could be $15, it could be $15 million. If there's an entrepreneurial spirit, they just need a little bit of help, whether it's $15 or whatever it may be, or $150. They just need a little bit of help, and from that little kernel of entrepreneurship, something can grow. And maybe, and it doesn't have to conquer the world. Maybe it's just to feed a family.
Well, that's right. And the whole idea of giving people more money than they need just forces the horrible American habit of too much debt.
That's right.
I mean, you go under because you couldn't pay your debt back, where if you had the lesser amount of money, you could keep your business going. And it's specious theory. Doesn't work and causes more problems than it creates. But the world is turning, and that whole thing is not just a woman thing. I mean, I know what I'm on here for, but for all small beginning businesses, male-owned or female-owned, getting money early on is very, very difficult.
Well, it can be, but the thing is, though, is I do believe that making smaller amounts of money available to people, allowing them to the credit cards. There's no way to know how many. Well, I guess there is a way to know. We could poll some folks. How many people started their businesses and grew their businesses into end up highly successful? So businesses that have been sold for hundreds of millions of dollars started out with several thousand dollars in credit card debt because they had access to small amounts of debt. Small amounts of lending,
right.
and some people failed, but many people didn't, and it was because they had access to that kind of capital, and that's one of the keys, I think, to where we're standing today, the success of the U.S. economy today, Wilma.
No, I agree with that. I still don't think it's loosened up quite enough, but it's getting better, and I think that's terrific because, you know, Jim, you were one of the early ones to put forth a theory that the 21st century is going to be the century of small business, and there's every indication that you're right. Unfortunately, you and I aren't going to be around to find out what the 22nd century is going to be about.
I don't think I want to see what the 22nd century looks like, Wilma. Somebody the other day was talking about living forever, and I said, let me tell you something. I don't want to see what this place looks like in 100 years. I'm probably not going to like it. Hey, I'm a 21st century kind of guy, folks. I just don't think I'm going to be a 22nd century kind of guy. 10-10. We'll be right back with our good friend Wilma Goldstein. She's with the SBA's Women's Business Ownership Division. It's 7-till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Wilma Goldstein, Assistant Administrator at the SBA's Office of Women's Business Ownership, and that's SBA.gov. Look for the Women's Business section there at SBA.gov. It's an outstanding website, and it probably looks a little different than it did the other day, so check it out when you get a chance. Wilma, let's get down to some brass tacks on how small business owners can get microloans from the SBA. I shouldn't say microloans, but microloan guarantees, I guess.
There is a small microloan program, but it is also a guarantee program. The best way is, you know, the SBA is in business to help people who do have difficulty getting loans. And that's so the first place to go is the closest SBA technical assistance program in your area. So start with the district office and the SBA in your phone book. Find out if you're close to a woman's business center. Find out if you're closest to some of their other programs or maybe the district office. And go
like the Small Business Development Centers?
Yep.
SBDCs?
Or a SCORE volunteer. Mm-hmm. And they will help you with your approach to a bank. Tell you what the requirements
or a financial institute. There's some SBA lenders are not banks. They're financial service companies.
Right. And also some credit unions are now part of
right.
our whatever it is, they'll teach you how to package it. They'll teach you what the requirements are. They will help you with that process so that you can get the best amount of money with the best deal that you can possibly have.
What is a microloan considered? $5,000 or less? Or what's it considered?
No, actually, in this country, and it may be subject to change, I think it's up to $35,000 now.
So below $35,000 is a microloan, huh?
In America, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like what's the definition of a small business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it is, but you're not required to do that much. I mean, they'll help you figure out what you really need, too, because as Jim and I were talking about before the last break, don't get yourself into debt for more money than you need. It may be attractive to think about paying off a credit card with the loan for the business, but it's not a good idea.
Well, see, that's kind of the good thing about the microloan thing is the main thing is not to have more money than you need, not to borrow more money than you need. Well, none of us need to do that, but we all need to have access to it when we need it. We need the access to the, because as you know, in the early stages of a small business, it's not about profitability, it's about cash flow.
That's right. And then keeping the door open.
Mm-hmm. So if the issue is, you know, let's say I borrow $2,000 to get something going, some home-based business or whatever it might be, say $10,000. I borrow $10,000, and I pay that back. Well, it's a pretty good chance I'm going to need it again in about a month or two,
right,
or maybe a week or two, maybe a day or two. So that's one of the things. You know, if I need it today, you know, I'm probably going to need it later on too. And so your point is so well taken. Well, don't just go look for a loan. Go look for someone to help you structure your presentation and your payback so that it fits your business model.
That's right. And after a couple of those, you'll probably get your credit line extended at the bank. And that's another way to also take care of the difficulties with cash flow and all in all. But, you know, I know as much as I've been around small business and even had a couple of my own, there's a lot to be learned that is helpful from people who do it every day for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a lot of great help from those folks. They're terrific counselors. And just keep poking until you find, you know, the one that is closest to you and that you relate to the best.
Now, on National Business Women's Week, how many women's business centers are there out there now?
As of October 1st, 99.
All right. We couldn't have gone ahead and got that other 100.
Right down to the last minute, we were struggling with one and didn't make it.
Now, and where can we find out where they are? Are you there?
Yeah, there's somebody trying to call my house.
Where can they find out where those are?
That you can find on the website. There is a list. That's the easiest way to find us.
Yeah.
There is a list with names, addresses, and telephone numbers of all of them, and if yours may not for the moment be updated, go to the list of district offices in your state and find one to call.
I got you. And that's SBA.gov. You can find out the districts there. Look it up in your phone book. You can find them there. You'll find the SBA under the U.S. government listings, I think. You'll find them there. Wilma, thank you for being here. Good job today. Thank you for helping us celebrate National Business Women's Week.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. And we'll work on getting you that month next time.
Okay.
Wilma Goldstein, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.